Chapter 30. Nath sat shaking his head with his eyes fixed on Brenwar. It seemed pretty clear he'd been asleep a couple of years. Maybe more. The lines in Brenwar's face had gotten deeper, and his scars were more.
"Come on," he urged. "Out with it."
Around him, mostly standing, were the rest of the dwarves. Though younger by maybe a century or two, they looked like they'd seen a lifetime of battle. Nath recognized some of them, but they'd changed. One was missing an arm, another a hand. One's face was badly acid-burned, and another one's hairless arms were scorched. In one way or another, it was clear they had all suffered a loss of some sort. Even Brenwar. His wounds might be less visible, but they were deep. Nath could tell.
"We kept you in Morgdon the first year, but the Dwarven High Council voted you out," Brenwar said. "And I agreed. The clerics of Barnabas raised an army, and the senseless slaughter began. They tore through every town and village they could, terrorizing women and children. There was only so much the dwarfs could do to protect them. So they turned you over."
Nath popped forward.
"You turned me over?"
Brenwar stuck out his hand.
"Settle down. I'm not finished yet. We turned you over and rescued you. It was Bezog's idea."
"Well, that figures,"
Nath said.
"Blasted wizards. So what happened?"
"I'm getting to that. Let me tell the story, will you?"
Nath sat back, frowning, but motioned to continue.
"It was you, and it wasn't you,"
Brenwar said.
"It fooled them anyway. It especially worked when we rescued it, and you were taken away to be hidden. But a great many paid for it. A great many indeed. It was one of the bloodiest battles we'd ever been in. But it had to be convincing."
Nath's brows buckled. He hated to ask, but he did anyway.
"How many died, Brenwar?"
"It doesn't matter how many died. What matters is that you are safe."
"No,"
Nath said, crushing his arms over his knees.
"I want to know how many, and I want to know their names. I can at least honor them. I'm grateful. I need to say thanks of some sort. It's hard to take that so many died on account of me. I have to do something. Just tell me."
"All of the fallen are written on a wall in Morgdon, and their heroics have been noted. You can take a look at them the next time you're there."
Nath looked around at his surroundings and everyone else, sadness mixed with anger in his belly.
"Just tell me now. We don't seem to be going anywhere at the moment. I don't even know where we are. Just give me some names."
Brenwar put his hand on Nath's shoulder.
"Let it go. We've got other things to do."
"Like what?"
Nath rose to his feet and towered over Brenwar.
"Finding more ways not to tell me anything?"
"More than 1,000, you black-scaled, red-headed stepchild."
Nath whirled.
"What?"
It had come from the smallest dwarf. He came forward, walking with a limp. His eye was missing, and what was left of his brown beard was corded and braided. His eye was bright and fiery.
"I'm Pilpin, and since you want to know so much, I'll tell you. My brothers, 6 of them, Chilpin, Kilpin, Lilpin, Farpin, Stigpin, Serpin, are dead. My father, Lanpinpin, is dead from defending you, too. You see all these dwarfs?"
he said, flailing his arm their way.
"They've got dead kin, too. And that's just the ones that we're fighting. That's not counting the thousands that died in the towns and villages. And that's just the ones we know of. So, sit down, and I'll give you all the names you want.
Nath grabbed his own head and dug his nails in. His blood stopped. Guilt set in. Thousands had died because of him? Why? He stepped backward, shaking his head.
No. How can this be?
Pilpin started prattling off names.
That's enough,
Brenwar growled.
He's got plenty to chew on now.
Nath offered Brenwar a blank look and took a hard swallow.
Tell me more, Brenwar,
he said.
I must know everything. All right, then,
Brenwar nodded.
So we rescued this pseudo-version of you. And it's still alive.
Oh, Nath groaned. More guilt was setting in.
After that, we moved the real you from place to place, trying to hide you. We tried the settlement, Borgash, and all the borders west and north. Morgden would not have you. No, not after the losses. Every time we settled, we were found out.
He cracked his thick neck.
Barnabas had spies everywhere. At every turn, there was betrayal. But we did our best the first few years.
Few years? Nath said.
Aye,
Brenwar shot back.
And dragging you around all those years wasn't no festival either. You'd be fortunate I had these volunteers to protect you. And thank Bazog, too. He did some mighty convincing that wasn't easy. That said, we finally found a safe place for you.
Brenwar peered up the mountain.
And you've been here ever since. We've been here ever since. Fighting off anything that came. And waiting for you to wake. We're about all you have left.
Nath shook his head. He wanted to hit something. He wanted to cry. Crawl back in that mountain and maybe die. He was supposed to save lives, not lose them.
How long was I in this mountain?
He said, patting a rock. Brenwar just said,
long enough for the entire world to change.
Ah, blast it, Brenwar!
Pilpin said, limping over.
I'll tell him.
He stood in front of Nath and clapped his hands three times, saying,
20 years!
Nath blinked.
Shall I say it again?
Pilpin said.
20 years! 20 years! I've been freezing my fanny off for 20 years!
Nath was numb. His mind scrambled.
How can this be?
I don't know what to... How did you survive up there in all that snow with no food?
We're tough,
Pilpin said, poking him in the chest.
Tougher than sleeping dragons.
20 years,
Nath said.
How do you know it was that long?
Because we counted the sun rising and falling, stupid,
Pilpin said.
And I can tell by how much snow has fallen,
said another that was missing an arm.
Enough,
Brenwar said.
We rotated. Are you satisfied now?
No,
Nath said, rising to his feet.
I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied at all. And I won't be until all the clerics of Barnabas are wiped out.
He clenched his fists.